Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 119 of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017. Hello, hello, hello. And tonight, as I mentioned last night, I got something a little special to share with you guys. I'm not even sure what format you actually call these. These are large comic books. These are huge. And let's go. I got several of them. And when I say large, you're probably twice as big as a regular comic book. And here's a banana for scale. I'm just kidding. So I got several comic books. One of them is Superman. It's like the origin. And it probably was, I mean, it's obviously a reprint, but it's Action Comics. The cover's missing. So, but it's huge. And it looks like as the art, as the original Superman did. And I like it. I love that art, the old part where the faces are kind of minimal a little bit, but you know, they're not as detailed as they are in some of the newer comics. That's a really cool one though. I love that Superman. And speaking of Superman, here is the DC Comics Superman the Movie Collector's Album of the Most Spectacular Movie Ever Made. Stars, costumes, set design, special effects, they've all come together for one. Okay, I added that last part. But it's really like a making of. It has, it's not really so much a comic as it is really a collection of pictures and a little bit of behind the scenes stuff from Superman the movie. And on the back, there's Christopher Reeve standing there with his iconic Superman uniform, costume on, with his hands kind of behind his back, of the American flag hanging behind him. That's cool. Wow, it was $2.50. When did this come out? Well, I guess it came out when the movie came out. The next large one I've got is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. DC put this one out, so I can only imagine Superman's in here. Let's take a look. There's a little crossword puzzle in the back. There's some other stories. There's a traditional Rudolph story in the front. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't even know where I got this one from. It's a book. How do you like that? Let's see if it says a date on it. I don't even know when it... Oh, 1976. Did I get all of my comics in 1976? Seems like all of my stuff is from the late 80s. Or 70s, excuse me. So, also, I have the Star Wars movie adaption. It's actually the first Marvel comic book for Star Wars, and I actually got 1 and 2, and which was really kind of a retelling of the story of the movie. And I got two issues. They actually held up pretty well, although you can tell these have obviously been used, and that's fine. But yeah, it's kind of neat. Let's go look at the next one. And let's see. I'm curious. I'm trying to remember if this is actually where they wrap up the story. Yeah, there they are getting their medals at the end. So, cool. They blew up the Death Star. So, really, the two issues wrap up the whole movie. Then, the next issue, which is huge, and I'm surprised I've held on to these all these years. Also, from 1976, it's the Justice League of America, the world's greatest superheroes. I'm sure the Avengers have something to say about that. And you see where it says the Justice League with the eagle and the shield. And there's Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Superman, Hawkman, Wonder Woman, Green Arrow, and Batman at the bottom. This is a limited collector's edition. I'm sure I'm going to make millions off this one. So there's what's Superman flying around with his glasses on? That's weird. So there's a few stories in here, and with a Flash kicking butt on a boat, with Aquaman, Yeah, cool. All right, but that's not the one I want to focus on. So then, here's another Battlestar Galactica. This is a Marvel large format in full Marvel color. That's what it says at the bottom, full Marvel color. It says Battlestar Galactica, the official adaptation of the television sensation. See, kids, back in the day when we wanted to relive a TV show, we would read the comic of it. Actually, the art's pretty good in here. I mean, it's typical of the 70s style comics. But yeah, there's Battlestar Galactica. And in the middle is, it has a thing about the spaceships and a lot of text. A little bit behind the scenes, life in the future. There's a kind of a poster. Oh, I actually kind of like that poster. I'm not pulling it out, though. Maybe I can take a picture of it and print it somehow. But it's a large picture of Adama, and there's inset inside of him is like, profiles a lot of the characters, and there's the 13 colonies of the planets behind him. Cool. Really cool. But this is not the one I want to focus on. So Battlestar Galactica, I bet, 1976, let me guess. No, it's actually 78. Yeah, that's right. 76 would be too early for Battlestar. All right, this is the one that I wanted to focus on. And this is the one that it came up in a conversation on Facebook. And somebody said, there was a Marvel and DC tongue-in-cheek conversation. And somebody said, Marvel and DC, nowhere in between they shall meet. And I was like, oh, really? I know it's happened several times. As a matter of fact, here's proof. This is the Marvel and DC present Superman and Spider-Man, featuring the murderous menace of Dr. Doom and the Parasite. Then you see on the cover, Superman flying in, Spider-Man webbing in, and you see Doom and Parasite striking a pose, getting ready to fight. So I like this because it's not just them two, or them four, those four. And it's actually a bunch of people, a bunch of characters. So you have Superman and Hulk going at it for a little bit. And Spider-Man was coming in to stop Hulk. And Superman told him, boy, go away. I've got this. And so you see Superman and Hulk go at it for a little while. And then there's another story. And they kind of blend into one another where, I'm going to get to it. You see Spider-Man go off to somebody else. Oh, where's it at? Where's Wonder Woman's in here and she's fighting. I'm trying to remember. Why can't Wonder Woman and Spider-Man go after each other for a little while? So really the common thread here is Spider-Man. Get it? Thread, web. So he goes after, he's fighting Wonder Woman. Then turns out that he ends up helping her. Superman comes back. They're fighting the Parasite. Yeah. And then, there's Wonder Woman and Spider-Man and Hulk and Superman. This is the, like I said, a large format. It's kind of hard to hold and read at the same time because it's so big. This is one of those you would lay on your stomach on the floor, propped up with your elbows, reading a comic. And this is from, what year? 1981? Huh, okay. And on the back, you see Hulk and Superman going at it and Wonder Woman getting ready to hit Spider-Man with her lasso. So, yeah, I got these. These are great. I love it. The story's kind of different because it has all the different characters in it. So, anyway, there you go. I thought I'd share that with you. Those are my large format comics, and I've got something special for everybody coming up in the pipeline. So, and it is comic related to some of the things I've been talking about. It's not really a tease, is it? You got something cool coming up. All right. Something a little different for Dog Days. All right. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you later. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE.
Thank you, and until next time.